Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Max is looking for a second date update. He went out with Claire and he'd like a follow-up because he hasn't heard from her. And we're going to try to help him out. Hi, Max.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Well, you know, trying to solve problems here.
Get dates.
That's right.
I appreciate you guys for taking my call.
Happy to.
Pretty much what happened is I met this girl on Match. Her name's Claire. I hadn't been dating for a bit. You know, I just kind of jumped back in the dating scene after the holidays. I was in a long-term relationship, and we just broke up in October, so I just been kind of chilling out on dating since then, right? Mm-hmm. I've been on a couple dates since then, but before the date with Claire, but there was really nothing there. But I really liked this one. I mean, she was really great. She was cute. Sorry.
You're fine.
She's sweet. She's kind of shy. She didn't talk too much, you know, but when she did say something, it was really funny. You know, she was just one of those girls who, like, hears everything and then waits to say the perfect thing, you know? She's really cool.
Now, there's a couple of ways that you can take that. She didn't talk too much. Are you saying she didn't talk too much like some chatty women get when you get out on a date with them? Or are you saying she was kind of, you know, in a shy, quiet way? She didn't talk a lot.
No, like, I'd say she wasn't, like, too talkative. You know, sometimes you go on a date with somebody and
who's overly.
And it's like an interview for them and they don't even let you talk, you know, but she, you know, would let me talk and she had like funny things to say. She was really cool, you know?
Yeah. What I'm hearing is she didn't talk just to hear herself talk, but when she did speak, she made it count.
There you go.
It was meaningful, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, so we decided we go to Mellow Mushroom, just to kind of keep it real casual, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were there for like 2 hours and I thought everything was great. We talked about sports. We were both big Bengals and Reds fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even talked about going to opening day together.
Oh, wow. Future plans.
Right. So I thought everything was kind of going off without a hitch. I know opening day is a ways off, but, you know, and it wasn't like we made concrete plans, but I just kind of took that as a good sign, you know?
Yeah.
So we left. I walked her to her car. She hugged me. She thanked me for dinner. I said I'd call her, and she was like, great. And I haven't heard or anything or texted her. I mean, gotten a text from her, gotten a call from her. I've called and texted. There's been no responses. So I'm kind of at a loss here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I hated that when I was dating. You were like, but we talked about going places next month.
Right.
They don't call you back. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yep.
What's her story? What's her relationship story? Like you said, you've been, like you met her on Match. I assume with her also being on Match, she's probably dating as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, from what I understood, she had just kind of been out on the dating scene for a little longer than me. She's just kind of, you know, taking it slow. And that even made me feel even better because I was just like, wow, this lady's really selective. You know, she's sweet and thoughtful. So, like, when she's having this kind of meaningful conversation with me, I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm the right kind of guy. You know, I don't know, you know, but I'm just still kind of surprised that I haven't heard anything from her.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe she met someone and she's exploring something else. But we'll call her up and see if we can't get the two of you together again as Second Date Update continues, the story of Max and Claire.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440. or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So Max had been in a long-term relationship until last October. That relationship ended. He took a little time off from dating until after the holidays when he joined Match, dated a couple of people before he met Claire. And Claire was the first person who really made an impression on him. Had a great dinner at Mellow Mushroom, spent a couple hours getting to know each other, have a lot in common. Talked about possibly doing opening day, Red's opening day together, even though that's kind of far off. And at the end of the date, he said, hey, I'll give you a call. She said, great, and never did hear back from her. He tried to reach out, but she never responded, and here we are. Now, I don't know if there was anything else that you thought of that you wanted to add that you think might be pertinent before we call her up. Max?
No, that's the whole story. As far as I know, I mean, everything that I've said, the way I thought the date went, I thought it was a good time, but I don't know. I mean, that's all I have, the only info I have on it.
Okie doke. Let's give her a call.
Hello?
Hi, this is Claire?
Yeah, this is Claire.
Claire!
Hi, Claire.
Wow. Hi. I always think about, what was that show?
Oh,
Clarice.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. What is it? Hello, Claire.
Claire. Claire, let's go to SIG.
Yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
Sorry, it's Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff and, oh my God.
How are you?
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm good. Thank you. I wasn't expecting this.
That's okay. We love surprising people. Hopefully you're receptive to hearing from us.
I'm kind of taken aback, so I just want a little explanation, I guess.
We can give you that. We can give you an explanation.
Okay.
So what's happening is we spoke to a guy you went on a date with. His name is Max, and he had a lot of great things to say about you and was hoping to reconnect, possibly go on a second date if you were open to that. And I guess he's had a little difficulty getting a hold of you, so we just wanted to reach out and see what you were up to on his behalf.
Okay, well, I mean, to be honest, I guess I need to be at this point. Great guy, really sweet. I liked him, but to be honest, he's kind of gross.
He's kind of what?
I guess that's probably the best word I can use. I guess maybe he has allergies or something like that, but he keeps, like, snorting, not like the hocking it up kind of thing. Like, he's congested a lot. Whenever he's talking to me, he's like snorting up all this mucus, and it's like he's hocking it up. Oh my gosh!
I dated a guy like this in high school. That was a hawker spitter.
I would say
does that all the time.
Well, he would go.
Oh, thank you for the illustration.
Hated it.
This winter's been a little gross. Crazy. The weather's been up and down, and every person I know is dealing with some sort of
something.
I get it. My sister has allergies, and she takes medicine every day, and I get it. But he snorts the snot. Like where you need to probably spit it out at that point. He was at dinner just swallowing it. My appetite was lost. My dinner was like, I half ate it because I just couldn't. Maybe he couldn't spit it out there, but ew.
That was probably convenience for you, but also gross.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what solution. I don't know what to tell him, but I just kind of got grossed out. I didn't call him back. When people do that, I know it's not their fault, but I just can't. I think about like the future, I can't deal with this. Mm-hmm. So,
that is the reason. I'll have times too, because my boyfriend has a lot of sinus issues, and I'll have times where I fight the urge to be like, just go blow your nose.
Yeah.
You know, please stop mm-hmm. sniffing and just go blow your nose.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just hit pause.
But it's hard please. Because they are just as sensitive to it as I am. At least he
they know.
Is. Yeah, they do know.
But then again, you know, there are some people that don't know. You know, people who spend a lot of time alone pick up very disgusting habits because they do things that they would never do in front of other people. And if other people aren't around, then they do these things a lot. And then all of a sudden people are there, but they're such in the habit of doing these disgusting things
that
they're
they
doing them in front of other people without even realizing that they're doing them.
Exactly. That, yeah. I mean, he did it multiple times in this restaurant. So I'm just imagining what he does at home.
And that's the last mouth you want to make out with.
Yeah.
You know, you think about that too.
Exactly. So I'm so sorry. I feel bad, but it is what it is. I just can't deal with that.
All right. Well, thank you for your honesty, Claire. Mm-hmm. We do have Max on the other line, as I'm sure you know, being a fan of our show and listening to Second Date Update.
Hi, Max. Well, I'm sorry to say that on air, but I don't know.
I mean, I thought, you know what? It was your idea to go to Mellow Mushroom. I don't take cheese well, but I thought, you know, I took some lactate. I might have forgotten, so I might have been a little more congested or something like that. Like, I don't know, but I mean, what was I supposed to do? You know, I mean, I could have spit it in a napkin in front of you or like leave every 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. But I mean, but at the end of the day, it's bodily fluid. Like everybody has it.
Oh, yeah, I guess. that's gross. The bodily fluid got me. Yeah.
Like we have the advantage of microphones that we can mute when we have to do that during the live show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, that doesn't help out my partners at all because they're sitting right here. Even though the mics are muted, that doesn't mean they can't hear it.
I just think back like when I had COVID, that was my main lingering symptom was I had this constant mucus that I was coughing up.
Mm.
And it did, you know, it did get to a point where it's like, if I'm going to leave the room every time to spit this out, I'm never going to be in the room.
I remember you taking tissues.
I walked around with a box of tissues and I just would spit because it just kept coming.
Mm-hmm. We never complained once, by the way.
You did. Well, listen. I tried not to be, I tried to be very discreet and I wasn't like.
We got it.
You know, I wasn't like.
But she wasn't like sucking it through her nose into her throat. Like
because it wasn't coming from my nose. That's what was so weird about it. It was all in my throat.
You're 21 years of close quarters living together. Like, it's just, what are you
going to do? I can stick my finger up my nose and dig around in there like nobody's business, and he wouldn't notice.
That's not true. He would just talk about you when you left the room. Did you see how gross Jen was? She just put her finger up her
nose. I am one of those people that spends a lot of time alone.
No, she's never done that before.
Yeah, oh my God.
Some of us just love a clean nostril.
That's true. Can't stand the feeling of anything.
I do feel badly, though, for people that just can't help it. And literally, obviously, he can't help it.
No, but remember the coworker who used to come into the studio to blow his nose? Like, what are you doing here? Why would you come into our studio to blow your nose?
Because we had the nice tissues.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
I never understood
that. It was all your fault. Didn't you provide the tissues? Didn't you regularly bring in boxes of tissues because they did not provide them for us?
Okay, that makes sense.
That person doesn't do that anymore. Now that you bring that up,
because we gave them their own tissue box.
Do they have their own tissue box now?
Everybody gets their own. Every studio now gets.
Oh, well,
that is something that happened
after COVID,
though, because they went to put all the germ. They want everything to go into the tissue.
Boogers
go in tissues, Jen.
Yes, they do. That's a lesson in my house.
Well, I'm sorry, Max.
I'm sorry too. I mean, she's grossed out by me. I don't really have anywhere else to go from there.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, you know.
Well, you're gonna find somebody else that has the same histamine issues as you do.
That's right.
And the two of you will be just perfect together.
Well, thanks, guys.
Best we could do. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. If you need a little help with the Second Date Update, it is easy. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
And if that didn't gross you out, how about some hot dog flavored sparkling water?
How about it?
News that didn't make the
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.